Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Bob Dillinger. Batting second. The right fielder, Ray Coleman. Batting third. The center fielder, Paul Lehner. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Wally Judnick. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Hank Thompson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jake Early. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sam Zoldak. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Sam Zoldak. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting second. The left fielder, Pat Seary. Batting third. The right fielder, Hal Peck. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Lou Boudreaux. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Eddie Robinson. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting eighth. The catcher, Al Lopez. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Black. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Don Black. And now, play ball. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Gordon reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Coleman. The throw from Lopez and he is out, Boudreaux applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pat Seary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seary hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Peck moves to second. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Judnick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick hits a fly ball into right field. Peck settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Stevens. The throw from Lopez and he is out, Boudreaux applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a fly ball into right field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Black is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Black hits a pop-up towards short. Stevens settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a fly ball into left field. Siri settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early takes first base on ball 4. Sam Zaldak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zaldak hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Early moves to second. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Dillinger strikes out. Two outs. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 1 in the game. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pat Siri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siri is 0 for 1 in the game. Siri takes first base on ball 4. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Peck hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Zaldak fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Peck. The throw from Early and he is out, Stevens applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner is 0 for 1 in the game. Lehner hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Peck. Lehner reaches second base with a double. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 1 in the game. Heath hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, Browns. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Stevens takes first base on ball 4. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0 for 1 in the game. Judnick hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Stevens moves to third. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 1 in the game. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards second. Gordon scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Stevens scores. Two outs. It's 3-0, Browns. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Early hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sam Zaldak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zaldak is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Zaldak hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Gordon reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Indians nothing. the Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Zaldak fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a pop-up towards short. Stevens settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-1 in the game. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0-for-2 in the game. Dillinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Coleman strikes out. Two outs. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Lehner hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-1 in the game. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lopez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Zaldak fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Black is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Black is 0-for-1 in the game. Black hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-2 in the game. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Thompson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Heath hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mitchell. Heath reaches second base with a double. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon misplays the ball. That's an error on Gordon. Heath moves to third. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Judnick hits a fly ball into center field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Heath scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 4-0, Browns. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-2 in the game. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Thompson for the out. Stevens moves to second. Two outs. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Early is walked intentionally. Sam Zaldak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zaldak is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Zaldak takes first base on ball 4. Stevens moves to third. Early moves to second. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0-for-3 in the game. Dillinger hits a fly ball into left field. Siri settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Pat Siri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siri is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Siri takes first base on ball 4. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Peck hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Siri moves to third. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Boudreau hits a fly ball into center field. Leaner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Thompson fields it and throws to second for the out. Siri scores. Two outs. It's 4-1, Browns. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 2 in the game. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Zaldak fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians 1. The Browns will come to bat. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Coleman hits a pop-up towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Leaner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leaner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Leaner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Heath takes first base on ball 4. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Stevens hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Heath moves to third. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Judnick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 2 in the game. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lopez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hank Rushkowski pinch hits for Don Black. Hank Rushkowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rushkowski hits a pop-up towards third. Dillinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians 1. The Browns will come to bat. Les Willis now pitching. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 3 in the game. Thompson strikes out. One out. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Early hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sam Zaldak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zaldak is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Zaldak bunts towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. Early moves to second. Two outs. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0 for 4 in the game. Dillinger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson scoops it up and throws to first, with Willis covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 3 in the game. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Zaldak fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pat Seary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seary is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Seary hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Peck hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians 1. The Browns will come to bat. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Coleman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mitchell who is chasing the ball. Coleman reaches third base with a triple. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Lehner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Heath strikes out. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Stevens takes first base on ball 4. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Judnick takes first base on ball 4. Stevens moves to second. Billy Hitchcock pinch hits for Hank Thompson. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock hits a fly ball into right field. Peck settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Al Zarrilla now playing left field. Billy Hitchcock now playing second base. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Boudreau takes first base on ball 4. Al Gettle pinch runs for Lou Boudreau. Eddie Bachman pinch hits for Eddie Robinson. Eddie Bachman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bachman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gettle moves to second. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 3 in the game. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Gettle moves to third. Two outs. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 3 in the game. Gordon takes first base on ball 4. Glenn Mulder now pitching. Jim Hegan pinch hits for Al Lopez. Hank Edwards pinch hits for Jim Hegan. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards takes first base on ball 4. Gordon moves to second. Larry Doby pinch hits for Les Willis. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gettle scores. Gordon moves to third. Edwards moves to second. It's 4-2, Browns. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 4 in the game. Mitchell hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Dylan just settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 4, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.